Good morning, God's people.
Good morning.
The name of the message is The Walking Dead. Now, when you hear that, you might be thinking about the zombie show on TV. It's been a very successful show. It's been on since 2010. And zombies seem to be something that the public likes to watch. And I remember as a teenager in 1968, you had The Night of the Living Dead, a movie come out by George Romero, who died recently, was the director. And it was a scary movie. And from there, the zombie genre took off, it seems. And the world has been obsessed with zombies. Well, it's no wonder, right? This is Satan's world. So zombies must be popular. Zombies, the undead, the physically undead. Well, they're physically, they're dead. They're physically dead, but they come alive again. And then they just wander aimlessly without purpose. Well, today I want to talk about The Walking Dead, but I'm not talking about zombies. I'm talking about the spiritually dead. The unbelievers. And they are the walking dead. So if you are the spiritually dead are those that do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and have not received the Holy Spirit of God, which is Jesus Christ living in us. So those who do not have the Holy Spirit of God are spiritually dead. And they're the walking dead in this world. And it's only by God's grace that we are not walking with them. And that God has called us and we responded and we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, repented, and been baptized, and received the Holy Spirit. So those who are spiritually dead, who are walking the earth, follow Satan's ways. They don't necessarily worship Satan, although some do. But they follow Satan's ways because he's the God of this world. This culture is Satan's culture. He's the prince of the power of the air. And let's take a look at, if you go to Romans 1 and verse 18, at what are some of the characteristics of the walking dead? Romans 1 and verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power of Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We just look at the creation and we know, everybody knows, can see the handiworks of a creator. And most people, for that reason, they believe in God. They see this world, they see the laws of that govern this universe. And they realize there must be a higher power out there. But that's not enough. That's not enough to believe in a higher power. It's not enough to believe in a God. Because the walking dead believe in gods also, most of them. But they believe in false gods. We continue. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him. So they know there's a God, but they don't glorify him. Nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. And you hear, sometimes you watch the History Channel, and you see these men with these titles of professors of theology or whatever, who don't know what they're talking about. And they think they're wise, but they're really fools because they don't know what they're talking about. And they question the divinity of Christ and the miracles and everything else and the Bible. And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. So they believe in a God, so they make an image of him, what they think he might be. And usually it's an image of nature or of animals. And usually it has to do with the sun, and because of the sun was important, of course, for the fertility of the crops. And therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie,
I also believe in evolution. They exchanged the truth of God, the Bible, the creation, for a lie, evolution. And worship and serve the creation rather than the creator who is blessed forever. So evolution, worship the creation. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. This is a very good scripture to show those who are homosexual, lesbians, and then verse 27. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error that was due. And even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Being filled, these are the characteristics of the walking dead. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Now, you might say, well, I know my neighbor. He doesn't know Jesus Christ. He's not like this. Well, the point is that we're not saying that everybody that's an unbelievable has all these characteristics, but they have. They have some of them. They have some of them. And you might say, well, they seem like good people to me. Well, remember, no one is good. No one is good. We only become good or righteous through Jesus Christ in us. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only to do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Defiance of God and His way of life. Can you turn to Romans 8, please? Romans 8 and verse 1. So, the walking dead walk according to the human nature, and human nature is Satan's nature. But the believers walk according to God's spirit and not the flesh. Chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. We don't have to, if we're walking in the spirit of life, then we're going to have eternal life if we stay the course. And we are not under the penalty of death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled. So we don't have to die. Christ fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, eternal life. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. It's very simple. If you don't have God's Spirit, you are not of Christ. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You're a new man. You're a new man, old woman. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. So we will be raised from the dead. But we will not be zombies. We will be like Christ. Like Christ. You go to Romans 6, please. Romans 6. Verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died in sin live any longer in it? Who died to sin? When we were baptized, we died to sin. That doesn't mean we don't sin. We still sin, but we have Jesus Christ, the Advocate, and we repent of our sins, and we go to Him, and He forgives us of our sins. Or do you not know that as many as of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? So when you went under that water, you died. You died symbolically with Christ. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism up into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For we have been united together in the likeness of his death. Certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, died no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead, indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we are no longer slaves to sin. The walking dead are slaves to sin. They're spiritually dead. They're slaves to sin. And the resurrection from the dead will allow us to live forever with Jesus Christ. Go to, you don't have to go there, but Acts 4, verse 12 tells us that there's no other name in which we must be saved. There's no other name except the name of Jesus Christ in which we must be saved. There's no salvation in any other. No salvation in any other. We go to John 8, please. John 8, verse 30, 21. John 8. Verse 21. Then Jesus said to them, I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Now he's talking to the Pharisees. You're going to seek me, but you're going to die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself? Because he says, where I go, you cannot come. And he said to them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. That's very plain. Unbelievers will die in their sins. Unbelievers will die in their sins. Now, of course, the good news is that they will have the opportunity to know Christ at the great white throne judgment resurrection, where the dead will live again. The dead will live again. Revelation 20 and verse 11, please. Revelation 20 and verse 11. So the walking dead, those that are spiritually dead now, will have an opportunity in the great white throne judgment to know Christ and to join the family of God. Revelation 20 and verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, of course this is after the millennium, and he who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. Now they were judged. This doesn't mean they were condemned. Right? There's a difference. They were judged. And they were made to see their sins. That doesn't mean they were condemned. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This means there are going to be those that are going to be found, that are going to be written. They're going to have their names written in the book of life. So there are going to be those, many of those in the great white throne judgment, are going to be in the kingdom of God. And they will have opportunity for salvation. The dead will live again. But not as zombies to wander the world aimlessly without purpose. But to be in the kingdom of God. And Revelation, so what will happen to the unbelieving dead? What will happen to those that come up and they won't believe and they won't accept Jesus Christ? Revelation 21 verse 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So the unbelieving dead will not walk the earth aimlessly, but will be mercifully destroyed forever in the lake of fire. And this is the second death. So we should be thankful that we are not part of the walking dead anymore. And we should continue the journey and pray for those who are in the world, who are the walking dead. But know that there is hope, if not in this world, but in the great white throne chapel.